Ever get hit with that like midday slump and just wish you could see it coming?
Oh, tell me about it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, today's deep dive, we're talking about a study that wanted to find out if something as simple as your body temperature could actually predict when you're going to be hit with those sleepy periods.
Okay.
So we're diving into some fascinating research that's out of Keio University in Japan. And
Yeah.
this one really caught my eye because it gets at something that like we all experience, but we don't always like fully understand daytime sleepiness.
Yeah, and you're right to focus on that because daytime sleepiness is a much bigger deal than a lot of people realize. I mean, it's linked to car accidents. It even affects productivity at work,
Oh, absolutely.
and it even impacts our sense of well-being,
Yeah.
overall.
Totally. So what makes this study so interesting is that the researchers weren't just asking people, "Hey, how sleepy do you feel?" They were actually measuring people's alertness throughout the day.
Yeah, they used a reaction time test.
Okay.
It's called the psychomotor vigilance task.
Say that five times fast.
Right. PVT, we'll call it PVT for short,
Yeah.
to get an objective measure of alertness.
Okay, so walk me through how this works. How does a PVT work?
So basically, participants had to hit a button as fast as they could whenever a signal flashed on the screen.
Okay.
It's kind of like those online reaction time games, but obviously more on the scientific side.
Right.
This way, the researchers could really see how alert people were at different points throughout the day.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But they didn't stop there, did they?
No.
They were also tracking body temperature, right?
You could say that again. For 2 days straight, the participants wore temperature sensors on their wrists, foreheads, even in their ears.
2 days. 2 days of constant temperature tracking. Wow.
Talk about dedication.
I know, right? Dedication to science for sure. So what were they hoping to find by measuring temperature like this?
Well, they were particularly interested in whether changes in body temperature throughout the day might correlate with those dips in alertness measured by the PVT.
Okay.
They wanted to see, if there was a connection there that could potentially, be used to predict sleepiness.
Okay, so we've got people hooked up to temperature sensors, taking reaction time tests, all to try to unlock the secrets of sleepiness. But what did they actually find? Was there a link between body temperature and those midday slumps?
So this is where it gets really interesting. The study found that wrist temperature wasn't a perfect predictor of sleepiness for everyone.
Okay.
But for some people, it actually did correlate with their reaction time scores.
Wait, so you're telling me for some people, their wrist temperature could predict how sleepy they're about to feel?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, what's the connection there?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
And it's something researchers are still, trying to
Yeah.
figure out.
Right.
But we know that our body temperature naturally fluctuates throughout the day and night
Okay.
as part of our internal clock, our circadian rhythm.
Right, our circadian rhythm. That's basically our body's own sleep-wake schedule, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And a key part of this cycle is our core body temperature. It usually peaks in the late afternoon, and then it drops
Yeah.
gradually throughout the evening, reaching its lowest point while we sleep.
Okay, that makes sense. So is this study saying that the people whose wrist temperature closely mirrored that core body temperature pattern, they were the ones who also had the most accurate predictions for like when they'd feel
You
sleepy?
got it.
Yeah. Wow.
Like their wrist temperature was giving a sneak peek
Oh, wow.
into what their internal clock was up to.
Okay.
And for those people, that information could be incredibly valuable.
This is what I love about this kind of research.
Yeah.
It takes something we think of as simple,
Right.
like body temperature, and then it reveals this whole other layer of complexity and potential. But how could we actually use this information? Like,
Yeah.
are we all just supposed to start strapping thermometers to our wrists?
Well, imagine you're working on some big project, right?
Okay, yeah.
And your smartwatch pings you.
Okay.
But it's not with a notification, it's with a suggestion.
Okay.
It's noticed your wrist temperature dipping and knows, based on your patterns and your data, that a slump is likely right around the corner.
Okay.
It suggests maybe you take a short walk, quick meditation, or maybe just a reminder to grab that cup of coffee you've been putting off.
Right.
That's the kind of future this research points to.
That's personalized sleep management right there.
Absolutely.
No more guessing games, just your body just telling you what it needs when
Exactly.
it needs it. That could be huge.
Absolutely. And this study focused on wrist temperature,
Right.
but they also measured forehead
Okay.
and in-ear temperatures.
Oh, wow.
So imagine if combining those measurements
Okay.
Gave us even more accurate, more nuanced understanding of our sleep-wake pattern.
It'd be like having a sleep detective, like right on your wrist.
Right.
Constantly analyzing clues to help you optimize your day. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we got to remember, this is a small study.
Right.
Right. What are some other areas where future research could, like, build on these findings?
Yeah. What are some of the big questions that researchers still need to answer?
Well, I think for starters, you hit the nail on the head. This study was small.
Right.
It focused on a very small group of people.
Okay.
So to really unlock the potential of this personalized sleep management that we're talking about,
right,
we need larger studies,
okay,
that look at way more diverse populations.
That makes sense, because what works for one person might not work for everybody.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Oh. Yeah.
And, you know, think about all the other factors that play a role in how we sleep.
Oh, yeah. Tons of them.
Oh, yeah. Stress level.
Stress for sure.
Diet, even just exercise habits, you know?
Right.
Future research could explore how those factors, all those things,
right,
interact with body temperature.
Yeah.
And how we might be able to, like,
yeah,
take all that.
Right. Put it all together.
Put it all together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And come up with these, like, really personalized sleep models.
So it's not just about, like, tracking temperature. It's about understanding the bigger picture,
yes,
of what makes you, you when it comes to sleep.
Precisely.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. Well, this has been an amazing deep dive.
It's been fun.
We've gone from wrist thermometers to, like you said, personalized sleep detective.
I know, right?
And it really does seem like we're really on the edge of some incredible breakthroughs in how we understand and manage our sleep.
I think so. Yeah. It's really exciting.
It is really exciting.
Yeah. And the most exciting part is we're just scratching the surface.
Totally.
There's so much more to figure out.
Absolutely. So before we wrap up, what is, like, one key takeaway that you hope our listeners are walking away with today?
I think this study just reminds us that we all experience sleep differently.
That's true.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's more than okay.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to understand our own unique rhythms.
Yeah.
And then really tailor our routines to what works for us, you know?
I like that.
Yeah. Maybe we can all benefit from, you know, just paying a little more attention to what our bodies are actually telling us, right?
Listen to your body.
Whether it's through those subtle changes in temperature
or
you know,
yeah,
just those telltale signs that you're hitting that midday slump.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Listen to your body, folks.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us on this fascinating journey into the world of sleep and body temperature.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.